Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, January 8th, and coming up in today's episode, MK Stalin responds to AIDMK accusations regarding Anna University sexual assault case. Sheesh Mahal showdown between Aam Aadmi Party and Bharatiya Janata Party in Delhi. KTR calls Formula E corruption charges politically motivated. And France responds to Donald Trump's expansionist dreams of Greenland. First up, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today admitted that the man accused of sexually assaulting a student on Anna University campus is a DMK supporter. However, he also clarified to the assembly that the accused is not a member of his party. Stalin was replying to a special call attention motion moved by various members of the Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly, including Leader of the Opposition, Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, in the House. In the last few days, opposition AIDMK has repeatedly raised the assault issue from Anna University in the State Assembly and claimed they do not trust the DMK government to resolve it, as the party is allegedly keen on protecting someone. However, assuring that the safety of women is paramount to the state government, Mr. Stalin said an FIR was filed immediately in the case and the suspect was arrested within hours. Quote, "The investigation is still going on. We will arrest anyone involved, irrespective of their background," unquote, he said. Stalin also emphasized that the DMK leads a government for women, citing schemes like free bus rides, Rs 1,000 assistance and financial support for higher education of women. He also clarified that the suspect, a roadside biryani vendor, is not a member of his party, even if he's a sympathizer of the party, adding that even if he was a member, he would not have been protected at any cost. Stalin also defended the accused images with DMK dignitaries, which the opposition has been raising for a while. Quote, "He could have taken pictures with ministers and politicians. Nothing wrong in it, but he's not a member of my party. That is the truth," unquote. The chief minister also referred to the opposition's allegation that one more person with whom the accused spoke over the phone, whom he calls Sir, at the time of the crime on December 23rd, was involved in the incident. Quote, "Whoever is the Sir, whatever his background, the government will ensure that justice is secured for the victim. The state government will ensure that the charge sheet is filed within 60 days, he added. To mount pressure on the DMK regime over the Anna University sexual assault case, the AIDMK has run Yar Anta Sir, or Who is that Sir poster campaign across the state. AIDMK members were also seen wearing badges carrying the same slogan inside the house this week, where they continued raising the heat on the matter. The December 23rd incident, in which a 19-year-old engineering student was allegedly sexually assaulted on the Anna University campus, has caused an uproar during the ongoing State Assembly session. BRS Working President K.T. Rama Rao asserted that he has done nothing wrong and termed the charges of corruption in Formula E race case as politically motivated. Yesterday, the Telangana High Court dismissed the quash petition filed by him in the Formula E race case. Reacting to the Telangana High Court dismissing the quash petition filed in the case, BRS Working President K.T. Rama Rao said that he will fight for truth and that the cacophony will not silence him. Quote, "Mark my words, our comeback will be stronger than the setback. Your lies won't shatter me, your words won't diminish me. Your actions won't obscure my vision, this cacophony won't silence me. Today's obstacles will give me tomorrow's triumph," unquote. Then he added that he has utmost respect in the judiciary and he believes that justice will prevail, KTR wrote on X. Notably, the court also revoked the prior order that prevented his arrest. In an interview with news agency ANI yesterday, he had said that he hopes that he will get a positive result in the Supreme Court. Quote, "This case that has been foisted in me is a frivolous case which has no substance," unquote. He has asked the Anti-Corruption Bureau officers as to what their objection is to take his lawyers along with them. And he has asked that he will take a request to the High Court about it in this politically motivated case. Telangana Anti-Corruption Bureau, or ACB, is investigating KTR's alleged involvement in a money laundering case over alleged financial irregularities, which are linked to Formula E race held in Hyderabad in February of 2023. On Monday, the ACP summoned KTR to its office in Hyderabad for questioning in connection with the case. On December 19th, Telangana ECB registered a case against the KTR over alleged payments, some of it in foreign currency without approvals, to conduct a formula e-race in Hyderabad during the previous regime. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, has also registered an Enforcement Case Information Report, ECIR, under the Prevention of Money Laundering, or PMLA Act, against KTR and many others in this case. The ED case was filed after the Telangana ACB registered an FIR against KTR and others in the Formula E funding case. The FIR lists KTR as the primary accused, with senior IAS officer Arvind Kumar and retired bureaucrat BLN Reddy named as second and third accused respectively. The case was filed under applicable sections of PMLA, Prevention of Corruption Act, along with the provisions of IPC related to criminal breach of trust and conspiracy. Dramatic scenes played out outside Delhi Chief Minister's official residence when Aam Aadmi Party leaders reached there to show the truth about BJP's Sheesh Mahal charge and then later accused that they had been locked out of going into the premises. The Bharatiya Janata Party has been exploiting the issue of alleged corruption in Sheesh Mahal, or the official residence of Chief Minister's renovation. They have accused the Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal for spending public money on a luxurious upgrade, that they call it, of the official bungalow on 6th Flagstaff Road. However, the Aam Aadmi Party said its leader would visit the Civil Lines bungalow with the media and then head to Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, to show the revamp there. When Aam Aadmi Party MP Sanjay Singh and Delhi Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj reached the bungalow with media persons, police stopped them, citing a law and order situation. Mr. Singh was seen telling a senior officer why police were stopping them. He also said stopping them amounted to a breach of privilege of an MP and a cabinet minister. Quote, "Why can't we be allowed inside? BJP spreading misinformation that there is a golden toilet, swimming pool, minibar. So show us and show them, media," unquote, Mr. Singh was heard saying. Mr. Bhardwaj was seen asking whose directions they were being stopped on and asked, "Only person above me is Lieutenant Governor. Who has given you the direction?" Unquote. Sanjay Singh meanwhile said that Bharatiya Janata Party's lies have been exposed. Quote, "It is now proven that BJP stands for Bharatiya Jhoota Party. For months, BJP has been saying there is a golden toilet, swimming pool and minibar in this chief minister's residence. We brought you here today to show us. Have you seen? For just two people, they have placed water cannons and so many cops. Are we terrorists? Why are they stopping us? This means BJP is lying. We will wait here for 10 minutes if the BJP is telling the truth. They should open the chief minister's residence and allow us inside," unquote. Later, Aam Aadmi Party leaders headed to the prime minister's residence but were stopped. Delhi chief minister's official residence has been vacant since Mr. Kejriwal stepped down after being granted bail in a corruption case linked to the now-scrapped liquor policy. The Aam Aadmi Party leader has said he would return to the top job only after the People's Court verdict. The BJP has been targeting Aam Aadmi Party with Sheesh Mahal jabs, and a CAG report has given it fresh ammo. The report filed by Girish Chandra Murmu, who retired in November, pointed to a fourfold jump between budgeting for the renovation and the final cost. Donald Trump apparently seems to view his US presidential victory as a gateway to his expansionist dreams. From Canada to Mexico to Greenland, he wants to catch them all regardless if the area in question has never expressed a desire to be absorbed into the United States. However, France is not going to accommodate Donald Trump's Greenland dreams. Today, France warned Donald Trump against threatening the sovereign borders of the European Union after the US president-elect refused to rule out military action to take control of Greenland. Greenland is an autonomous territory of the EU member, Denmark. Quote, "There is no question of the EU letting other nations in the world, whoever they may be, attack its sovereign borders," unquote. Jean Noel Barre told France Inter Radio, adding that while he did not believe the US would actually invade Greenland, quote, "we have entered an era that it is seeing return of the law to the strongest," unquote. Just a day ago, Donald Trump mentioned that he would try to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, adding that it had a beautiful ring to it. First, his closest neighbor, Canada, was also attacked with his expansionist dreams. After teasing the dawn of America's golden age, the US president-elect shared a new morphed map of the United States, which incorporates Canada as its territory. This came hours after Mr. Trump threatened to use economic force to absorb Canada into the United States. This map is the second threat by Donald Trump to Canada, claiming that he would eventually absorb this country, the independent country, as the 51st U.S. state. Taking to his social media platform Truth Social, the incoming U.S. president shared the map and wrote, "Oh, Canada." Hours before the post, Donald Trump renewed his offer of making Canada the 51st state of America and threatened to use economic force to absorb Canada into the United States. Speaking at a press conference at Florida Mar-a-Lago, hours after his election victory was certified, Trump said, and I quote, "You get rid of that artificially drawn line and you take a look at what that looks like. And it would be so much more better for national security, Canada and the United States, and that would be really something," unquote, Trump added. He also raised concerns about Canada's military spending and said that they have a very small military and they rely on U.S. military, and called it unfair. Asked if he would use military force to bring Canada to heel, the incoming president said no, he would use economic force. However, when he was asked the same question regarding Greenland, he did not deny anything and alluded to the fact that use of military force to encapture the autonomous region was a possibility. Later, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau hit back at Trump's threat, saying that there was no possibility of merging the two countries. Quote, "There isn't a snowball's chance in hell that Canada would become a part of the United States. Workers and communities in both our countries benefit from being each other's biggest trading and security partner," unquote, Trudeau wrote on X. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.